Blog Talk Radio. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, teacher. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, teacher. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, teacher. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, teacher.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So pull pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad. My chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. I fill her up. Balloon. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chicks so bad the whole crew on the phone.
My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that she chick. My chick bad,
and I'm loving
my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Now all these bitches wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a testy. Mad top to them that I'm hot on and I have to. It's going down, basement, Friday the
30th. Hello?
Hi, I'm looking, it's Adafina.
Hey,
from Island Def Jam. What's going on?
Not much, how you doing?
I'm good, Tim. So, are you ready for me to grab Mr. Aaron Fresh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I just wanted to check. Okay, hold tight, babe, okay?
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
All right, hey, Tim?
Uh-huh.
Hi, you're all with Aaron Fresh.
Okay.
Hello.
Aaron, what's going on, man?
I'm good. Chilling.
All right, good. good to have you on, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man. Aaron?
Aaron Fresh. Yep.
Aaron, introduce yourself to my listeners. Let them know who you are, man.
My name is Aaron Fresh, originally from Chicago, but raised in Trinidad and Tobago. And I'm back here to take over the world, to freshen it up.
So tell us who you are, man, how you actually got started, man.
I got started at the age of, like, around 8. I knew that I really wanted to sing and stuff. But it wasn't until, like, around the age of 12 that I really got started into the business, you know. When I was 8, I was really brought up around a lot of Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson with my mom. She'd be playing that stuff in the car, like Dionne Warwick and Al Green, you know, all those people, the greats. And just being surrounded by my brother, too, he would play Genuine and Usher, you know, while they're cleaning the house, like just blast music. So I think that had a lot of influence on me growing up. And when I was at the age of 12, I was just like, yo, I really want to do this thing. So I started going around asking people, how do I enter the business and how do I really get started and start writing songs and just doing everything to the fullest of my ability.
So how did you meet up with Nick Cannon? I think I heard you over at BT Studios, introducing your video with Nick Cannon. So how did you meet up with Nick?
Well, long story short, it was me and my friend. We were practicing for a school talent show that we won. By the way, we got $100. You know what I'm saying? I was at his apartment room, and he left the window open while we were singing Casey and JoJo, and my producer Rio Mitchell was walking by to go to his car, and he heard us singing. He heard me singing, in particular, and he was like, "Yo, I wanna just come to my studio once in a while, and you know, you could do something." And my mom was like, "Yeah, go ahead," but you know, she was a little skeptical because some stranger just walked up to the room and just asked us to come to the studio. But I went to the studio, and fortunately, he knew Ray Brown, which is Nick Cannon's business partner, and he brought Nick in.
Yeah.
And I sang a cappella for Nick for like within 5 minutes, he was like, "Yo, let's do this."
Wow.
The rest is history.
The rare opportunity, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, because, like I said, at the age of 12, that's when I really started going to talent shows and auditioning for agents and, you know, just going around town, just hustling, trying to get into the entertainment business. And when I finally just relaxed and let the opportunity come to me, it just happened. So I'm happy about that.
Congratulations on that, man. I saw your video on 106, so good job with that, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. I know you just mentioned a minute that you won $100 on a talent show, so I'm pretty sure you don't let me borrow 50. From you.
I got you. Uh-huh. Yeah, we gonna eat some. We gonna go to In-N-Out. We gonna go to In-N-Out.
Oh, good look, man. Good look, man. Appreciate that, man. So hey, what else you got going on, man?
I mean, right now, just finishing up the album for Summertime. We're gonna release it around Summertime. So, also just me. Summer tour is coming up.
Okay, so I know you didn't say anything, but I know I'm going to be on your album, and I know I'm going to be a part of the tour, right?
Right.
Okay. I appreciate that, man. You hooking me up already, man. We just met today, man. You hooking me up already.
I got you.
I hope I don't look him, man. We're cousins so long down the way, man. That would be really good, man. Like, you left my cousin Aaron Fresh right there. you're a really talented kid, man. I don't know if you want me to call you a kid, man, but, you know, everybody's younger than me that calls me a kid.
I'm still a kid, yeah, I'm 17 years old. I mean, that's like one of the hardest ages right now, too, just crossing to the borderline of 18 and being a young adult, you know.
Right. This is another
but, yeah, I don't, it's cool.
This is another question I wanted to ask you, you got things like Justin Bieber, all these young other talents out here. How do you feel about that competition? Do you think you can overcome that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see them as competition. Like, first off, like, let me just say that I think that they're super dope at what they do, and they're really cool, and I think that their music is awesome. And it's just that I feel like as though I'm in my own lane. Like, I'm in my own genre. I'm a unique act right now that I don't think Justin Bieber and them are doing right now. You know what I'm saying? So they're in their lane. I'm in my lane. I do what I do, and they do what they do. And at the same time, we're friends. You know what I'm saying? So we have no I don't really see it as competition. We don't have no competition going on. Yeah, we got no competition going on. We cool. And Justin Bieber's my friend, too. So
I'm not trying to make a beat him now. Now, if musically, as far as musical-wise, do you have any musical influences?
Yeah, I mean, just like I said, like the greats, the Michael Jackson, Usher, I look up to Stevie Wonder, definitely. Stevie Wonder, like, I saw him in concert when I was 15, turning 16, and it was the most amazing thing I saw. Like, right after that, I just went and, me and my mom went on iTunes and just downloaded a whole bunch of songs. Yeah, so, I mean...
How are you taking all this in, man? You're working with Nick, man, or Nick is really huge, you know, and throughout the industry, both film and television and music, of course.
Yeah.
And Island Jazz Jam, which is a pretty great way. We'll have the opportunity to visit it several times. Of course, I'm the leadership of L.A. Reid. How are you taking all this in, man?
I mean, of course it's overwhelming, you know, just getting into the entertainment business for real. Just really seeing how it works and how it operates. I mean, it's such a blessing, and everything's happening really quick. Like, it hasn't even been a year since I've met Nick Cannon. So, I mean, it's really happening fast, and of course there's other lanes that you can venture off into, but Nick is an awesome person, and he's an awesome mentor. He's like a big brother to me, so he's been through it at the same age as me, too. So he knows right from wrong, and he tells me how to keep my head straight, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, he definitely helps a lot. A lot.
No, so, man,
I'm cool.
Make sure you follow that advice, man. If only anybody else knows, make moves. Aaron, You had the opportunity to be involved with so much with the television, film, and the industry. What else do you look forward to be doing? You know, I mean, after the album's gonna come out, you're gonna be touring the show all over, and be connected with so many audiences. What do you look forward to be doing?
I'm just looking forward to the entertainment business for me as a whole. That's what I'm venturing off to. Not only music, but you're gonna see me start doing some acting. You're gonna start see me doing hosting on a show or whatnot, because that's what I want to strive for, you know. But you're gonna see me do. I mean, I do a lot of things. Like, I'm even into a lot of sports also. Like, I love soccer. Soccer's my thing. So, like, yeah, you know, you see me doing a lot of things. Like, I don't stay put. My mom has a problem with that. Because I can't stay put for 1 second. So, and also, like, Nick is a great example of that, too, because Nick, as a whole, he does acting. He does radio hosting for 92.3 Now in the mornings. He's DJing, you know? Like, he's testing out at every other water, too. He's not just into the music business, you know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Yeah. If I'm not doing what he's doing at that age, at that rate, I know that I want to be in that drive of success, though, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
well,
that
I didn't
type
know
of success.
I didn't know Nick was on radio. I didn't know that. But
yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know Nick was on radio. Nick's just trying to keep me out of business, man. Call Nick up.
Yep. Rolling in the cannon in the morning on 92.3 Now.
Oh, it was a 93.1 what now? Say that again?
92.3 Now station in New York.
Oh, no. Okay. I gotta check it out. All right, I'm not gonna keep you too long, man. You're all over the place, man. You're doing everything now. Long as I don't see you on some office, man, I think I'm gonna be good.
Yeah.
Anything else you want? Anything you want my listeners to know, or your fans, man, to know something about Aaron, man, that I didn't mention?
That fun fact is that I love to watch Animal Planet. And also, I think that like one of my other influences, not only in the music industry, but also like outside as a person, I think Oprah is like one of the best people out there right now.
Okay.
Because what she's done for everybody else, like who else gives a school to an Africa, man, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, she sees people that are in need, and she gives, and she's one of the most influential people that I know. So, well, I don't know her personally, but, you know, I know of her.
Hopefully one day you will meet Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because she's amazing, man. She's like the angel on earth. Michael Jackson was, too.
Yeah, truly, truly, great, yeah. We all miss Michael, man.
Right. I'm so mad that I just got into the entertainment business and he just left. That hurt me.
Well, man, there are other greats in this business, man, that you have the opportunity to meet, man, that I've had on this show, of course. And but we're talking like Smokey Robinson, Gloria Gaynor. Great to have him across this show, man. But you're blessed to be here, man. You're following the path, man. Hopefully, you know, you'll do well in your career, man. And hopefully, we'll meet one day at the Grammys or American Music or some event, or we'll meet up. I want you to think about your if you got a MySpace, a Twitter, Facebook pages, then give this up so they can go check it out, man. Or you know, for YouTube.
Yeah, I gotta just type in www.myspace.com/AaronFresh. There's my Twitter is at AaronFresh1 because somebody stole Aaron Fresh already. I know, right? But we gonna fix that. What else? Everything else is, you know, type in the name and then slash Aaron Fresh, and you'll find me.
Okay.
I'm
gonna give you a shout out, man.
Shout out to y'all, man. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. Shout out to Nick. Shout out to everybody that support me, all the fans.
Alright, no problem.
Love all the
man.
Fans. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you're gonna be a great influence on them, man. You know, you're a lot of I saw the impact you had on the ladies, man, at 106 and Park, man. So you have a great impact on them. You're gonna be influenced to so many young people, man. So make sure that you lead them in the right direction.
Cool. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
No problem, man.
Thank you for having me.
Alright, Aaron, you be good, man, alright?
Alright, we'll do, bro. Thank you, bro.
Alright, you take care, man.
You do, too.
Boy, if you
out of me. I'm just like medicine.
I think I need my medicine. 1 teaspoon of me is something like a bag of blow. Too much of me, too fast, and you will overdose. Treat you like a newborn, baby, I feed you slow. And if I really fuck with you, I give you a double dose. I'm your little double stack, pop me, you really roll. Nighttime, daytime, I can get to you, boy. Anytime you want it, I can get to you, that for sure. Keep you up all night, I can be your no-dose. Need your prescription, see a high level, let me know. Call me a text.
This one got me whipped just off for one look. If I fell in love, this one's something special. Tierra Marie and Soulja Boy with Sponsor System. I really want Tierra Marie's upcoming album. Shout out to her. You know, Tierra Marie was on the show, I believe twice she was on the show over here, so shout out to her. Now, here's a latest from her entitled A Sponsor featuring Gucci Mane and Soulja Boy.
Shawty see the colors, all the colors of a chain. Shawty see the diamonds, all the diamonds of a ring. I can get you anything. Money in the chain. I can be the co-pilot, you can do the drive. You can be the strawberry, I can be the style. Know my name at Gilligan, but let's go to an island. Push to make a smile, but I'd rather buy a dollar. And if I fall away from you, the ring will be reminded that nobody can.
Just an option.
Hey,
refuse to be forgotten.
Hey,
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey,
and I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find give all my love, and nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number.
Hey,
I doubt you'll find another.
Hey,
so every single summer.
Hey,
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find give all my love, and nothing's gonna tear us apart. It's more than just a mission.
Hey,
you hear but you don't listen.
Hey,
and get what you've been missing. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart.
your day unfold. Challenge what the future holds. Try to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My